okay? And you pick up a baby and jostle him a little bit, and the mother looks worried, and you say, "Oh, I hurt him." You want to tell the mother that you were...
Don't worry, I won't hurt him.
Okay. You have to pretend, we have to act a little bit today. If you're having a discussion with somebody and you tell them something and you're not quite sure that you're right, you say, "Well, I'm right,
I think."
Would you say, "I'm right, you know, it seems like there'll be something after that. I'm right." And you're not quite sure you're right. And you're questioning, "Am
I think."
Mm-hmm.
"I'm right, I think." Mm-hmm. Or would you say that?
Is that what you mean? You might say, "Am I not?" Or you might say, "Ain't I?" Or you might say,
"Yeah."
"I'm right, ain't I?"
Well, I'm asking whatever's natural. I might say that myself.
Ain't I?
Somebody says, "You stole my chickens," and you say, "No, it."
What was the question?
Somebody accuses you of stealing chickens. And you say, "No, it blank me.
I have no idea. Stole a chicken, though."
Well, I just tried to figure the story here. You would say, "Yes, it was me," or "No, it wasn't me. See, some people will say, wasn't me. I was just trying to get you to say wasn't, that's all. A lady wears something in the kitchen to keep the grease off her dress. She wears
apron.
And the three pieces of a man's three-piece suit are the...
coat, vest,
and trousers.
The vest wouldn't be a jacket. We call that a jacket.
No.
Or a waistcoat.
Well, it would be a waistcoat, I believe. I'm not sure of that either. So it's without sleeves anyway.
Somebody asks you, "Did you bring my coat?" And you say, "Yes, I have your coat. I have." "Did you bring my coat?" And you say, "Yes, I
have your coat. I got your coat."
Okay, I brought it. Yeah,
I brought it.
Yesterday I tried on a suit and it
fit me.
Okay. And if I had a hole in my sleeve and a rip here, you might say, "You better go to the clothing store and buy a
new suit." Huh?
And a boy carries a lot of stuff in his pockets. You might say his pockets simply
bulge.
And a man buys a shirt and has it washed and tries it on and the collar doesn't fit. He says, "Looks like the collar
shrunk." Is that it?
And the thing that the lady keeps her money in and her a million other things.
Handbag, huh? Her purse.
And sometimes she'll wear something on her arm, decoration.
Bracelet.
And suppose you bought your wife a bracelet and she just looks at it. He's, "Well, go ahead and..."
Put it on, I suppose.
And if it looks like rain, you'd better carry a...
umbrella.
You better carry a what?
Umbrella.
Now on the top piece of cloth on the bed, when the bed is made, you call that the...
bedspread.
Do you remember any older words for that? Do you ever call it a coverlet or coverlid, or is that something?
Well, I have heard that, but I don't think we ever used it.
Counterpane? Mm-hmm. Never used these, okay.
And I could say, though, one thing I could say that he wouldn't put down, probably. I could use one of my lovely quilts. I applique in quilts.
Uh-huh.
So, for my own self.
My wife's aunt does that.
Is that so?
We share the the wealth every once in a while.
Yes, uh-huh. All the time. Beautiful. I just made one for a friend.